When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey guys, I know we're all working so hard to stay fit and healthy at home with all the gyms closed. So check out my app. I have free daily 7-minute workouts. Download the app. It's Jillian Michaels Fitness app. Download it. Do the 7-minute workouts. You don't need any equipment. There's total body workouts, ab workouts, leg workouts. You get a new one every single day. And if you want more, obviously, there's a heck of a lot more in the app. There's over 1,000 different exercises. All of my DVD workouts are in the app. I can customize a workout for you in the app. There's freaking yoga, kickboxing, HIIT training, outdoor runs, bodyweight training, free weights. There are thousands of recipes, no matter what your diet preferences are. But at the very least, please do the 7-minute workouts for free. Hello, Cindy.
Hello, Jillian.
Hello, everybody.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, guys. We were thinking about, like, all right, well, how do we make this relevant and not a downer? And I'm just trying to keep it on the up and up for people, man. And everybody is just so angry. They're so angry. Like, I got a suggestion from Cindy. What do you do when you want to punch somebody in the face? I was like, okay.
How do you send love when you really just want to punch them?
I was like, oh God. And I, you know, and then there's just, you cannot open your phone without being inundated with, like, just everybody is outraged, man, from, you know, I don't want to wear a mask. I can't believe you wouldn't wear a mask.
Yeah.
We need a vaccine. Don't tell me to vaccinate. I mean, it's just, I'm like, all right, this is freaking just challenging.
If you're on that Nextdoor email group, you really see it all.
Oh, no, I don't. I don't want to engage. And that's where I think, again, you know, I've encouraged people not to engage in that rhetoric because it's not healthy for you. And in conjunction with kind of observing a lot of this hostility, we've been evolving the app for a host of reasons. As always, right? We're always evolving it. But one of the things we're adding are audio workouts, and so we asked people, all right, you know, what is it that you want the most? And the idea of this is like, hey, when the gym's open, take me to the gym. You know, I can, let's do a HIIT workout on the Stairmaster or let's do a row. And originally I was thinking, oh, it just gives them another component where they don't need to stop and look at their phone or just some new thing to continue adding. So I'm always giving people something fresh. And the number one request was meditations.
Wow.
Number one. And I was like, all right, let me do some homework because this is not my area of expertise. But of course, I'm very fortunate to be able to reach out to people who are great at their various crafts. So I reached out to a couple people I know who are, you know a lot about meditation. Fascinating stuff. But I started doing a little series on anger, right? So it was like, okay, what are people searching for the most with meditations? What types of meditation are there? And there's a lot of like mindfulness and transcendental meditation. There's different kinds of meditation. I'm looking for subjects about, you know, just chill. I want 5 minutes of chill. I want to combat fear. I want to combat cravings. There's a lot of that self-improvement stuff. And another big one is transforming anger. So I was like, all right, you know, clearly this is of the moment. And you and I have sort of touched on this a little bit in that we're like, you know, look, you know, don't engage, try to have empathy for each other. But I thought we should maybe take a little bit of a deeper dive here and look at emotions in general, why we judge them, how come we shouldn't judge them. And a lot of times you have these negative emotions, right? Like, oh, I'm afraid, ashamed of that. I'm angry. Well, that's, you know, I have hatred. I feel jealousy and there's shame about that. And maybe you're angry with yourself. Maybe you're angry with somebody else. And it's like, oh, these are such bad emotions. They're bad. It's so bad, dirty. And I got to get rid of it. I need it to go away. And the reality is that we have these emotions for a reason, right? They are essentially your compass. You know, we talk about true north. What's your true north? These emotions let you know what's going on in your heart and in your head when it's time for a change. Or conversely, what you need to cultivate more of, that taking you more towards that passion-based life that brings meaning and purpose, right? We are not meant to be ashamed of these emotions. We're not meant to deny these emotions. We are meant to listen to them. Now, where they become toxic is when we don't lean into them, or we don't fully explore or understand them, and then we don't allow them to give us that lesson of like, hey, here's the change in this challenge, right? So when you look at something like anger, it's what's called a secondary emotion, meaning it is a result of a primary emotion that is usually fear or hurt. We are feeling infringed upon. Whether it's the person that cuts you off on the road and you're like, my God, you've had zero consideration for me. You don't care about my life, right? We feel injustice. Or somebody not wearing a mask, we might feel injustice, but we also might feel afraid. Like, oh, they're trying to kill me. You know, like we feel hurt. There's hurt underneath these emotions, or fear, one or the other. So if we can work away from the notion that we deny these feelings, we shut them down, we judge them or have shame about them, right? Which is part of meditation, is like, allow whatever's coming up to come up and don't judge it. So when I first started, like, all right, let me really try to practice this, there would be body scans, like, scan your body. How do you feel? Do you feel stressed? Do you feel tension? Is there pain? Do you feel? And I was like, actually, my neck bothers me. And it would be like, just allow it to be. And I was like, well, what the fuck's the point of that? You know, isn't the point of that to be like, go away, pain. I see the muscle melting into the ground. And to a certain extent, sure. You know, we want to work through those things and consciously direct blood flow and oxygen and nourishment and work to release, tell the muscles relax, release, sure. But this idea of allowing it to be is about not judging. Judging, allowing it to be, because when you allow it to be, you can feel comfortable sitting in it. When you can feel comfortable sitting in it, you can learn to explore it. When you explore it, you can understand it. When you understand it, you can make positive changes in your mindful everyday actions, right? So, okay, we're angry. We're feeling all these things. So here are a few techniques. So we talked about A, sit with it, allow it, don't judge it. Okay, number two, lean into it. And that's become such a kind of buzz phrase, right? Ever since, I think it was, I can't remember her name, the woman from Facebook or whatever wrote that book, like, lean in.
Sheryl Sandberg.
Sandberg? Right. Okay, thank you. So this concept of lean into it, meaning explore it, right? Don't run, explore. Now, try to understand, okay, what are you angry about? Who are you angry at? Person, place, circumstance, thing. Could be you, could be somebody else, could be the state of the state, right? What is it that's making you feel angry? See if you can get to the source of, well, I'm just scared for my family, or I'm just scared for myself, or I can't believe somebody would be so inconsiderate. And often it could be something that seems so significant, right? Like the guy who cut you off on the road, who cares? Or the guy that was inconsiderate to you on the phone when you were trying to deal with customer service, who cares? But these things are built into us, historically speaking. So, for example, I had a friend once who flipped out about a person that was using plastic bags at the supermarket. And the whole idea is that it's connected to deeper emotions of, you know, doesn't anybody see what's going on, right? She doesn't feel her feelings are validated with the planet, you know, being in jeopardy. So it's like her feelings are being negated, right? She's afraid for the planet. That's the, like, there's fear, there's feeling invalidated and thrown away, disregarded. It's all a significant emotion, even if the incident is small. So, and it's like, who cares? It was just blah, blah, blah. Like it's it's not just blah, 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 right? These are real significant emotions. So it doesn't matter if a family member told you to pound sand or some stranger told you to pound sand. You've still been told to pound sand, right? You've still had this kind of psychic wound. And that, again, don't judge it. Don't judge it. Allow it to kind of come up. And one of the things that you want to do is, number one, say, all right, so if this person isn't wearing a mask, and I need them to wear a mask, and I'm not speaking for myself, by the way, I'm just saying I've seen a lot of like, I can't believe he wouldn't wear that. Or, you know, the person who doesn't want to wear a mask, right? And you think, well, they don't deserve any, like, them, they're the bad guy. First of all, what can you do to protect yourself? Because in that lies the power. You and I have talked about this, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
What steps can I take so I feel a little safer, right? Try to provide yourself with that comfort and that support and that nurturing that you're not getting externally. So that helps. It gives you a sense of control. And it's like a child that gets picked on at school, comes home from school, and mommy is like, you know what, sweetheart? And what do we normally say? That kid's got stuff going on at home, most likely, right? Like, this isn't about you.
Right.
And then you show that child love and you give them what they needed in the moment, right? Okay. So first, how do you give to yourself? What can you do to make yourself feel loved or comforted or less afraid? Second, when we practice empathy for the other person, and you know, again, we've sort of touched on this, but when we practice empathy for that other person, it allows us to not internalize the wound. So the person is not, for example, not, I just watched an argument between a Costco employee and a Costco shopper, right? And it's all over. It's on like Newsweek. So the guy in the store is not wearing a mask, right? And the guy at Costco, who's the manager, is like, sir, this is our policy. You know, you got to wear a mask. And he's like, when I woke up this morning, it was a free country and I'm not wearing a mask. Now, while I kind of want to be like, look, dude, I get it, but you know, this would be my position. You're in a privately owned establishment. These are their rules. If we're shopping right. in a privately owned establishment, like you just, there's not even an argument to be made. You got to follow their rules if you want to shop in their establishment. However, what I would do as maybe the employee who probably felt attacked in the whole thing is, this guy is obviously having some sort of deep historical response to feeling controlled. And he's feeling afraid. What's happening to my liberty? What's happening to my freedom? What's happening to my country? You know, and that's his way of being like, uh-uh. Right? So he's equally afraid in his own way.
Sure, sure.
So it's not like I'm trying to kill you and I don't give a fuck about you. This guy's just so entrenched in his own fear that he isn't capable of considering you in that moment. And while it sucks, it's not a personal infringement. It's not a, like, something you did, something you didn't do. It's not about you. And it allows you to, A, not internalize that. Make, like, oh, they don't care about me, or it's, they don't think I'm good enough, or they don't consider me. And it won't trigger these older, deeper wounds that are more significant in a family dynamic. Plus, when we have empathy for that other person, again, it doesn't become about us. So I would just be like, I would try to think to myself, all right, where normally you want to be like, this guy's an asshole. How can he be so inconsiderate? These are the rules. Everyone's following the rules. What an asshole. What he's really going through, this guy, is obviously something deeply profound, right? He's feeling deeply psychologically threatened. So while it's not okay, you don't have to condone the bad behavior. It's like, look, sir, we put on, and the guy handled it, the Costco employee, like, handled it very well. He was like, I can't, like, if you can't wear the mask, you can't shop here. Like, he stayed very calm. But what he may have felt like later at home, who knows?
Right. He stayed, we used to call it on purpose.
Yeah.
You stay on, you just, this is what this I'm is, going to, I need to accomplish you wearing a mask.
Right.
So or he you can't shop here. He didn't internalize, he didn't react.
Exactly. But let's say he went home and he was like, I cannot believe this. Jerk, this blah, 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 where he might be like, all right, what an exhausting day that I had to have this altercation. You know, I stayed on task, right, yeah. On point, great. But my God, this poor guy must just feel so infringed upon. Mm. And the thing is, the person with the mask also feels infringed upon. So you're actually feeling the same emotion.
Right.
So in that... We're actually far more similar than we are different.
Mm.
And there's a peacefulness in that. So it's like, we don't condone bad behavior. You don't have to compromise your values or your purpose. We just respect, like, okay, wow, they're having pretty deep emotions like I am. But for them, it's being triggered by something else, right? So, okay, I'm going to have empathy for what that person's going through now. How do you feel? I felt infringed upon. I felt I needed to accomplish the task. What is the emotion telling you to accomplish? It's telling you maybe, you know, this is a tough scenario where we can't be specific, but is it telling you, like, I'm in a relationship where I constantly feel negated. I don't feel I'm being given empathy or understanding. Then, you know what? You need to change the relationship, communicate your needs, do your part, own your side of the street. If the person still has a toxic dynamic with you, the anger and the upset is telling you to move on.
Mm.
Change. Change. There's the change in the challenge. It's telling you not a healthy dynamic for you. This isn't right for you. And by the way, why were you attracted to this dynamic? There's work for you here in order to evolve and grow. That's what the emotions are telling you. Change, evolve, grow. Change, evolve, grow. That's what they're there for. Now, when you get stuck in it, right, obsessively, angry, you act impulsively on the anger, you add fuel to the fire, you live in this constant cycle of vitriol and fury, well, nothing good will come of that. Now you're yeah. out of imbalance. You're not doing what you're supposed to do with the emotion. So practicing that empathy and that understanding for the other person, for yourself. And here's another interesting thought on this, and I haven't had a chance to really dive as deeply as I would like into this yet. But I was speaking to somebody who, again, specializes in this stuff, and he was saying, you know, we spend so much time combating these things within ourselves, right? Like, stop being angry. Stop feeling hatred. Stop being jealous. And even my own therapist would say to me, like, envy is a really good thing, Jill, because it tells you what you want more of.
Oh, wow, yeah. That makes
right?
sense.
it's telling you to change, to move. Because there were times when I would feel envy. We all feel envy. And I'd be so jealous of somebody or something that achieved something I didn't achieve. And he's like, well, you know you want to achieve that. Now work to achieve it. How can you achieve it? Great. It's shown you something, right? Don't live in the envy and then focus on hating that person. Instead, like, what did you learn? Great. Now how can you change and move more towards the thing you want the most? So this guy was saying, we spend so much time shaming ourselves out of emotions and trying to combat them, right? So let's say negative self-talk. And it's like, oh, I'm fat, I'm this, I'm that, blah, blah, whatever. And, you know, you're like, gotta stop it, gotta stop that, gotta love yourself, gotta whatever. He was actually saying, instead of combating it, right, with what you think is the counter emotion, understand that this hatred or this negative self-talk is actually self-love. Now, hear me out.
Whoa.
Right? I was like...
Didn't see that coming.
Right? I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Because he's like, what you really want is better for yourself. And what you really want is more quality of life for yourself. And you know you're capable of it. So what you're telling yourself is rise up. Hmm. Continue to rise up. Continue to evolve. Continue to meet your full potential. So he's like, it's much easier to integrate this and accept this as a form of self-love that then evolves instead of stop doing that, stop it, which is just another more kind of this, it doesn't really go, it's just this constant sort of like bashing against a wall where it's like, all right, so I see this, right? Like, I see that this is me saying I want more, I could do more, I could be more, I'm capable of more, I'm deserving of more, essentially, right? If you're like, well, all right, what can you... Now then, it's telling you change. So now focus on the change. So if it's a thing like, I don't like this part of my body, okay, well, then change it. There is a matter of like, all right, what is this desperate need for perfection? So then again, it's like, okay, what's the anger telling me? Yeah. Oh, I'm driven towards perfection. Why am I driven towards perfection? Because I don't feel lovable if I'm not. All right, let me look at that, right? So it is constantly telling you, move, change, evolve, grow. So it could be a way that you're being in a negative relationship where you need to evolve, be vulnerable, not angry. It could be that you're in a toxic relationship with somebody and you need to move away from that person. Then, you know, you can also, why was I attracted to that dynamic? Grow, evolve, change. A toxic work environment, grow, evolve, change. Grow, evolve, change. Don't judge it. Don't internalize other people's issues. Try to understand them. That's the best way to do it. Have empathy for them. Doesn't mean we condone shit behavior, right? Totally different. But it just means we don't internalize it. We don't take it on. And the same for yourself. Try to look at, like, when you beat yourself up, what you're really saying is you're deserving and capable of more. So then begin an action plan to achieve that. Now move. Don't sit there. Move forward. That's what I've got for today.
I love it.
Seed is a biotechnology company that's pioneering the use of bacteria to improve human and planetary health. Basically, they're setting a new standard in bacteria. Their daily symbiotic reflects Seed's commitment to reclaim the term probiotics for science and to establish a new standard. I was trying Seed's daily symbiotic to support my overall health, but meeting my microbial half has really inspired a new consciousness. I'm not just taking care of my human self, but also the 38 trillion invisible bacteria that call me home. That's called my microbiome. And it can sound a little overwhelming, but it's not that complicated. If you take care of your bacteria, they'll take care of you. Simple changes in diet and lifestyle, along with probiotics and prebiotics, nurture your bacteria so they can do their best work. Start your path to a healthy gut. Visit seed.com/Jillian or use the code Jillian for 15% off your first month of the daily symbiotic. That's seed.com/Jillian or promo code Jillian. Seed.com/Jillian.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Cindy, I've got another silver lining segment.
Ah, you're just on fire today.
I am. All right. So, like everything in life, there are ups and downs, right? There's potential silver linings. So, I was actually talking to one of Deshanna's friends, my girlfriend's friend's boyfriend. What a, like, smart, cool kid this... He's only, like, 29. But I was so impressed...
Oh, my God. Get comfortable.
Sorry. All right. I'm getting comfortable. Sorry. All right. Okay, y'all. God, Cindy attacked me, guys. She's angry. I think you need to work on that.
I'm accepting it.
Fair. Okay, sorry. So just a really smart kid, and he was talking about his family business. And to make a very long story short, he does merchandising for different brands, which means they go in and they stock the shelves and they turn the product around. Anyway, whatever. So one of them is... soil. And basically, he was just saying how well a lot of his brands are doing now, soil being one of them, because everybody's gardening.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Which didn't even occur to, I didn't even think about that. And I started thinking about a lot of the things that I've gotten more into. And I don't remember, have we touched on that at all? Like, of things that we've kind of discovered, like, things I would never discover about myself without this. Now, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of bad shit going on, but, like, I have gotten more into taking horseback riding lessons.
Yes, you did.
For the first time, have been using the ocean that I live right next to, because I was always like, ugh, it's dirty and it's cold, and I've never gone in it. I've been doing more of that. I've gotten into jump roping, and I've never been a jump roper, ever. And I say this because fitness has always been a very powerful tool of transformation. It's kind of like a shortcut, right? So I can use fitness to change somebody's self-image instantaneously. So I can tell you, oh no, you can do it, oh no, you're strong, oh no, you're worthy, oh no, you're capable. But if you haven't experienced that reality, sorry Cindy, I'm gonna move again, apologies. If you haven't experienced that reality, you can't believe in it, right? You're like, oh sure, all right, yeah, I'm worthy, capable, right? But you haven't experienced a reality where you have been successful at something, or you know. Anyway, my point being, I would utilize fitness to take somebody who would think, oh, they're weak, they're not athletic, they're lazy, they could never do a push-up, they could never do a pull-up, they could never run X, Y, or Z, get them to do that thing in a pretty short period of time. And what it would do is open up this infinity of possibility, right? So it's basically saying, hey, this whole notion of who you think you are and what you think you're capable of is all bull. Look what we just did, and if that's possible, guess what? You know, the world's your oyster. There's a lot more that's possible for you. So it was just this kind of like shortcut that I would use to very quickly throw away these old belief patterns that were limiting and open up their mind to the possibilities. So for me, jump rope, I was always like, ugh. I was terrible at it. I'm terrible at endurance cardio, first of all. And jump rope, it was like I just sucked at it. The rope would hit my feet, and I just sucked at it. I could not get more than a minute without screwing up. I would get a cramp. My calves would bother me. And so we ended up doing this equipment deal with a company called iWorld. Mind you, now all the stores that carry this line, because it's actually not on Amazon, it's in retail, are all closed. So this company, right? So like we never really got to launch the products. I, however, have all the products at home that they sent me. One of them is a jump rope. So I was like, all right, you know, for that period where we weren't even leaving the house, I started skipping rope. And I started to be able to do like, okay, I got through 100 skips. Wow, I got through 3 minutes of skipping rope without screwing up. And then I started to kind of do homework on it. And I was like, okay, you know, maybe I should watch some tutorials on jumping rope. And turns out there are rules to this thing. So should you want to jump rope, FYI, if you're 4'9" to 5'4", you want a small rope, which is an 8-foot rope, right? And I'd been jumping with a 10-foot rope, which is part of the reason I kept screwing up, which, by the way, the lesson here is educate yourself before you start doing something, which I've told people 1,000 times, because it makes the actions you take that much more powerful and impactful, because you're set up to succeed and not fail. So do your homework before you start something. But suddenly I was impassioned to do my homework. So Google your, if you decide to get into jump roping, look up the right rope size for your height, right? There's 9'6", there's 10 feet. Mine is 8 feet. That's the rope I want. There's different weighted ropes. And they talk about like, okay, different weighted ropes do different things. Like some are for speed work and HIIT training. Some are for strength, like these heavier, thick ropes. Some are just for traditional jump roping. And you want like a 1/4 pound to a 1/2 pound rope because it gives you more feedback, right? But it's not too heavy. So I was like, oh, okay. Like I was like, all right.
So then I start watching YouTube tutorials on jump rope.
Wow.
I kid you not. And there's these guys called like the jump rope dudes who are kind of fantastic. And they're like, this is how you do a side swipe. This is how you do the boxer skip. This is how you do a double under. And I mean, I was just like, all of a sudden, I'm doing half an hour jump rope workouts. Huh. Right? And I'm like, oh, and don't get me wrong. I don't have it all down perfect. I still haven't got the double under and I am still, but here's another thing. They were like, don't even try the double under until you've got 200 of your, they call it the basic bounce, right? Your basic bounce 200 times without screwing up. And I was like, of course. Like, this is just what I tell people with push-ups. Like, first we start like this, then we do that, then we move on to this, then you don't do that variation until you can do 20 push-ups. Then we can try, then we can move on to this variation of the push-up. Huh. And it just, I guess the point is it opened my, there's a couple lessons. Number one is, where's the silver lining? Like, what have you taken on? Is it gardening? Is it jumping rope? Is it yoga? Is it at-home meditations? That is like a newfound thing to enrich your life, right? And I was like, this opens up a whole world for me because I hate traveling and like doing, I hate it. And now I've been working out so much at home. I'm like, I could skip rope. I have been working out at home,
yeah,
like with my own workout programs, and I'm in great shape. It has made me far more efficient because I don't get to go to the gym and then have a 5-minute conversation,
yeah,
and screw around on the stairs. I actually have to work out. I'm running my own stairs. I'm doing my push-ups, lunges, squats, pull-ups, mountain climbers. I'm doing the workouts that I suggest. So I'm fitter. Where is the silver lining? Find it, because we need it right now. Find that silver lining. And at the same time, remember, when you're taking something new on, don't, this is just a side note, don't forget to educate yourself, because I was jumping with a rope that was 2 feet too long for me, which is why I kept screwing up. And had I not been in quarantine, I would have been like, ugh, this is just annoying.
Right. Now that's great.
You know what I mean? Schmitty,
I like
dogs?
It. I like it a lot.
A comfortable home is the ultimate form of self-care, and that's pretty important right now, especially since you spend a third of your life in your sheets. You want to be insanely comfortable too, right? Well, that's exactly what Brooklinen sheets are. Insanely comfortable. They're amazing. I actually sleep better on them, and a good night's sleep is essential for both your physical and mental health. Plus, if you're working from home like I am right now, staying comfortable is the best way to stay productive, and Brooklinen is there for me, from sheets to plush towels and even super comfy loungewear. Brooklinen's Memorial Day event is going on now, and you don't want to miss out on all the big savings, including their newest hammam and linen collections. But if you can't wait, get 10% off your first order and free shipping with the promo code Jillian at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com, brooklinen.com, promo code Jillian. Brooklinen, everything you need to live your most comfortable life.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's not forever in my life.
If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape, and best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now. Available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So I've been really trying to be more active on social because, quite honestly, I just think people are going through so much. So I've been noticing on social, like, I get a lot of your comments and your questions, and there are a few sort of random things that I want to address. And by the way, send in your email questions, guys, or even a call. What is our email, Cindy?
JillianPodcast@gmail.com. You can find it in the episode notes.
Yeah. So send us, because sometimes I miss stuff in the comments. I'm just being honest. It's tough to get there. Sometimes there are like 1,000 of them, and you just can't get to them all. So email us, and we'll make Cindy go through everything in case I miss your question. So we've addressed this one a lot, but I see it a lot, and Cindy sees it a lot, and there was one about thyroid nodules, right? It's what do I eat for my thyroid nodules? Then yesterday I got one about, it was a same sort of thing. Like, I have had a thyroidectomy. What should I eat or do? I've seen it for all different kinds of health conditions. I have Crohn's. What should I eat? I have an allergy to this. What should I? And I, again, we've been over this, but let me just really stress, you guys know I'm a supplement freak. I love supplements. We cannot do another frickin' another podcast on supplements, right? But I like them because they give me an edge. They boost my immunity. They support my athletic performance. They improve my cognitive function. I am not trying to treat a disease.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, when you start getting into things like, yes, there are things that can improve your digestion for sure. Digestive enzymes, pre, post, and probiotic blends. I take them all, but I am not going, I've got an ulcer. What should I do? No. So that's, I see so much of that. And while I want you to be proactive about your health, I want you to do it with a medical professional. And remember, not just any medical professional is going to cut it. So these doctors subspecialize for a reason. Don't go to your internist for depression, because people do all the time, and they're like, let me throw you on Zoloft. What the fuck are you doing? That's called a psychiatrist. Somebody who specializes in that medicine. I don't even trust general practitioner. I don't trust other doctors to treat things they don't subspecialize in, let alone trainers and supplements.
Yeah.
So, again, I want you to do your own homework. But then I want you to ask the appropriate medical experts, what do you think about this form of treatment? You do have to be your own advocate. I do want you to do your homework. But don't think you're going to do your own homework and then start treating medical conditions. It's very, 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 very dangerous thing to do. Don't do it.
I think that that's a sign of a good doctor to me, is when you go to your doctor and you say, hey, I read this, this, and that, and they actually either make a note and look into it, or they address it, as opposed to, oh, God, here's another patient who's been on the internet, and they just dismiss it. So if they're attentive and they really work with you, that's a good doctor for you.
Yeah, and you want a doctor that has no ego and refers when it's necessary to refer. Super
good
important
point.
Which is why I love Van Hurley. Okay, I'm moving again, Cindy. Sorry. Saggy skin. There's nothing we can do about this, guys. I've been over it. Your skin is an organ. You know, when it gets stretched, sometimes, whether it's weight loss from being overweight or whether it's having a baby, saggy skin is nothing we can do. We've talked about this. I still see it all the time. And this goes back to, I mean, there is, you could have a very painful and expensive surgery that leaves crazy scars. But at the end of the day, like, this kind of goes along with my cellulite. You know what I mean? Like, and I do want you to get to a place where your health is a quantifiable thing from your doctor. And what I mean by that is I want a clean bill of health with cholesterol, blood sugar, right? Like inflammatory markers. You know, when you go in and they take the vials of blood, like the results, what does your doctor say? That is quantifiable health. Beyond that, we're talking about aesthetics. And I am the queen of wanting, you know, to fix X, Y, or Z. But, you know, sometimes we have a stretch mark, or we have stretch marks, we have saggy skin, we have cellulite. This isn't about health, it's about aesthetics. And we're all going to get old and die. And, I mean, no one's beautiful forever, right? It's like health matters. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So I see this question a lot, and I just, you know, just... It doesn't, there's no diet. It doesn't matter how you lose it. It has to do with genetics. And I mean, there are certain things, we take these antioxidants and sure. But when you stretch the skin out a lot fast, and if you have certain genetics that are going to cause stretch marks or like you're going to have, and once you've got the loose skin, you've got it. So can we prevent it? Sure. Yes, we can prevent it. Or we can, if you're pregnant, I mean, not always, right? But once it's stretched, it's stretched. So that sort of goes back to the point of it doesn't need to be perfect. You know, there's nothing we can do about it at once it's kind of loose, except surgery.
Yeah.
Let that one go. Another big one I keep seeing, and we've done whole segments, blogs, videos, but it just continues to persist, is the, you know, I'm in good shape, but I've got this problem area, or 10 pounds I want to lose. And again, these are considered vanity pounds, right? I'm a 6, I want to be a 4. Whatever. Fine. Okay. And I'm not going to tell you, no, I want to be a 25 in my jeans. I don't want to be a 26. Okay. Fine. As long as I don't, like, hate myself and tear myself apart and get unhealthy about it, I can be a 25. I like my body better. Fine. Okay. But what happens, I'm seeing you guys, like, I'm working out 6 days a week, and I'm eating 1,400 calories, and we've got this concept that more is more. And when it comes to vanity pounds, more is not more. More is too much. Remember this. This is a very different science than losing a large amount of weight. So I go back to, don't create a calorie deficit of more than 500 calories a day. And people will say, well, I've only lost 3 pounds in a month. Well, you only have 8 to lose. Like, it's going to take a couple months to do this the right way, because your body is going, I'm healthy, I don't want to. And like, I'm moving a hell of a lot and my energy intake is really minimal. So I better slow this shit down. Mm. And it will shift your hormone balance to store fat. Period. End of story. So I see that one a lot. Now, if you've been eating 1,400 calories and working out 6 days a week, what we want to do is gradually bring those calories back up to a 500 calorie deficit. So you're going to want to follow. I have tons of blogs on my website. Go to JillianMichaels.com, search active metabolic rate. I'll show you how to do it. But basically, it's very simple. You figure out what your BMR is with an online calculator. Then you follow my guidelines on what your activity level is, whatever. You figure out how much you're burning in a day. We've done a lot of info on this. All right, I'm burning 2,000 in a day, if that's the case, right, without exercise. Factor in exercise, I'm burning 2,400. You want to eat 1,900. If you've been eating 1,400, you're going to go up 10% every 2 weeks. So 10% of 1,400 is 140. So you're eating 1,540 calories for 2 weeks. Then we go up again by 10%. And it's 154 calories. So now you're at, 1,700 calories. It'll take you about a month and a half to get to where you need to be. And then once you've lost those vanity pounds, you bring your calorie intake up to match your calorie output. So if I'm burning 2,400, I eat 2,400. Period. End of story. I know this is long.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Right. That's perfect.
As soon as like you're done, we're at 10 minutes. Shut up.
Okay, guys, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you get it weekly. You don't even have to think about it on iTunes or Spotify or wherever else you're listening.